He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Here's the part I like. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Good evening to you. How excited I am to be on here and in the seat with you again. Come on here to get our day started. We've already commanded our month. Amen. The things that we are believing God for, the things that we are believing God to manifest in our life this month. God has already told us that this is the month of turnaround. And we're going to experience that in every area of our life. But now we're going to praise him some more. Come on. Hallelujah. I've been in prayer today, praying in the spirit, building myself up. Maleke shebrondo losuna filendele klizala lamanda. In my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So let's, right where you are, let's lift our voices and let's begin to bless him again. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Jesus, magnificent King, great God Jehovah, kinsman Redeemer, Waymaker, lover of my soul, my God, my battle axe, my strength, my hope, my Redeemer, my bridge, Hele Kesha, my doctor, my lawyer, my everything. I bless you this evening. I honor you this evening. I give you the glory this evening. I celebrate you. I give you praise because there is no God but you. There is no God like you. You are the God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You are the God who is the King, immortal, invisible. You're the only wise God. You are the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're the first. You're the last. And we thank you for being God. We take a minute just to praise you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We say that your name is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and we are saved. We say that your name, hallelujah, is wonderful. Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We say that your name is holy. We say holy, 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 who was, who is, and is to come. We say you are the King. We say Le Kesha, Le Mandorobosia. We give you the glory. We give you the honor for your faithfulness. We give you the honor for your compassion. We enter your gates today with thanksgiving. Thank you for a good mind. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Thank you for the healing in my body. Thank you that no disease, no infirmity, hallelujah, can live in my body because you purchased my healing. Thank you for being whipped all night long. Thank you for being hung up for my hangups. Thank you, hallelujah, for taking that gruesome beating and never saying a mumbling word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my shala, for my eyes that I can see. Thank you for my ears that I can hear. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you, glory to God, that I have feeling in my body. So I thank you for the nerves in my body. Thank you that I have feeling. Thank you that I have strength. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for that mercy that is new every morning. Thank you that it is of your mercy that I am not consumed, and your compassion that faileth not. Thank you, hallelujah, for keeping my mind not having a nervous breakdown. Thank you that when I didn't have enough sense to wake up, you woke me up. Thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing in my right mind. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for providing every need. Thank you that the window of heavens are open over me and the fire is falling tonight. I got joy down in my soul because you made everything all right. Come on, right where you are, open your mouth and thank him. Thank him for keeping you today. Thank him, hallelujah, that you didn't have a stroke. Come on, thank him that you didn't have a brain aneurysm. Thank you, hallelujah, that somebody didn't come to work today and blow the brains out, didn't come to work today and shoot everybody at the job. Thank him, hallelujah, that you didn't get in an accident. Glory to God. Come on, you have a reason to bless him. Fila levanza, le consolocuta, lilande le beekara la balabashanda, inanana mohosa. Come on, thank him, thank him, thank him. You got something to thank him about. You could have been on the news today. Come on, it could have been your obituary that I was reading headed to your funeral. My God, but not so. Hallelujah. Could have been burying your child, but not so. You got a reason to thank him. Thank him for not giving you over to yourself. Thank him, hallelujah, that your mind ain't reprobate. Thank him that you got a mind to pray. Hallelujah. At 6:12 this evening, somebody is walking down the street. Don't even know their name. Hallelujah. Don't even know who they are. But look at you. If I ask you your name, you know your name. You know your address. You know your social security number. Open your mouth and bless that man. Hey, ba, shakomande, ilolobo sha, shandele be kolamandia, inanono mohoza, lemenke le mandalolobo bibio sha, yankatala ba kasi, silolovoko sa, zelevande le kishna, lebrondolo suna namanda, minonomo kondele, leme nene ne me sheke ne manda, minonomo kundia, likale la ba shanda, ilolobo sha. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. I am the redeemed. I bless you. I shabak ya, I tehila you, I kara, yay, mo solo koja, ilala mama manzike lelemanda, bakoshe, yendelebe, bilalobo shanda basi, zike manda la babi biyansakuna, levendeleke zolokukanta, lelelebasha. Thank you for being the God who cares. You said casting all of our cares on you. But you care for me. Thank you for being the God who cares. You care about my life. You care about my destiny. You care about my future. You care about my children. You care about my family. You care about whatever bothers me. Thank you for being a God who cares. Thank you for being a God who has been touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Thank you that I have the right to come to the throne of grace with boldness. I don't take that for granted. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for it today. In the name of Jesus. Ora bashande. Hela mandolo bosia. Hela bashakelema. Delebosa. Thank you is the password into his presence. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. That's the password. Did you hear what I just said? I said thank you is the password. Hallelujah. My God, I'm sure you got alarm systems, some of you in your homes, at your business, or even in your phone. You have a code, and I don't care how much somebody play around with your phone, if they don't get the password, they can't get in. Well, the password into the presence of God is thank you. That's how you get his attention, coming with an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is the seed for more. So before you do anything, always start off your prayer telling him thank you and giving him the glory. Now, Prophet Carl, why do we take the time to command our mouth? Because we have whatever we say. And we understand, hallelujah, that the word of God declares that death and life is in the power of our tongue. And I want to tell you something that you must understand about the spirit realm. It's not just about saying it once, but it's about repetition. It's about saying it over and over and over and over again. What do you mean? Lovest thou me more than these? God asked him three times. And the curse was broken because he answered three times. But the reason he had to say it three times is because he had denied him what? Three times. When God would call on people, he would call them by their name twice. Peter, Peter. You understand? Abraham, Abraham. Talking to two bodies because you got a celestial body and a terrestrial body. Verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, truly, you understand, because in the spirit realm, everything goes based on how often you say it. You got to keep repeating it. That's why it didn't say, let the weak just say one time, I am strong. You got to keep declaring that. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. I notice when God speaks, it's thus saith the Lord, not thus said. That would have put it in past tense. Whenever God speaks, he speaks in the eternal now, which means the only reason that you are alive today is because he is still saying live. But all it takes is for him to stop saying live concerning you, and you will die. I mean, just fall over and die. So you have to continue on a daily basis to declare, I am healed. Come on. I am delivered. I am strong. Come on. I am rich. You have to continue to declare that, because in the spirit realm, when you repeat things, it causes that thing to manifest over and over. And so we do this every month. We're commanding our month because we have what we say. And you are in control of your destiny. Amen. Things do not just happen. You can believe that if you want to. A lot of things are happening in your life because of your lack of prayer and your lack of intercession. The word of God declares, hallelujah, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. The greatest weapon of the enemy against you is your ignorance. All right? And let me tell you something. The Spirit of God spoke to me very clearly and said to me, son, whoever you have wronged, get it right. Whoever has wronged you, they need to get it right. This is an hour that if there's any issue, if there's been any breach, Makosha, Le Meshele, Lalale Bankashini, Anzala Makufaya, Selenzako, whatever there's a breach, whatever there is a seed of dishonor that's been planted, wherever there's a door of dishonor that has been planted, get it right. Have nothing on your report that the enemy can use as an objection against your victory, because Satan is what? An accuser of the brethren. And anytime you go to court, you know, and the war and the court is going on, the lawyer can set up and say, objection, I object. And it's based on something in the law book. In the kingdom of God, remember this, your Bible is not a history book. Your Bible is a constitution. It is a set of laws. It is a set, you understand, it's what you use in a courtroom. This is a kingdom. And that Bible you have is what gives you legal access. It's a legal document. And when you go to court, praise God, that's why Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It's just like in court, when they write down and say, hey, this Alexis versus Williams 98.2, whatever. Because of this case, you can't do that. I'm telling you that some of you have not received your victory because there's an objection in the spirit against your release. There's an objection against your breakthrough. It could be your bitterness. It could be your pride. It could be your envious. Come on. It can be your jealousy. It can be you holding grudges. It could be your not forgiving quickly. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Get your heart clear. Get your pipes clean. Let nothing be in your heart to hinder your deliverance. Hear me by the Spirit of grace, because you have declared that this is your year of what? This is your month of what? Turnaround and the year of distinction. And we're declaring that today. Right now, we're going to cancel all evil words, all negative words. We're going to cancel all those negative words. Hear me by the Spirit. Anywhere in your life where you have opened the door due to your pride, your arrogance, your need to always be right, your stinginess, whatever it is, if there's anything in your life that the enemy can point to that's hindering your deliverance, get it right. I don't care if you ain't spoke to them in 2 years. I don't care if you ain't spoke to them in 5 months. I ain't care if you ain't spoke to them in a day. Get it right. Mele koshalamanda. That's the word of the Lord for somebody on here. Get it right. All right? Remember, the devil got ready to make a railing. The angel got ready, couldn't make a railing accusation against the devil because he understood spiritual authority. Where am I in spiritual authority? How am I treating my mother? How am I treating my father? Come on here. How am I treating my leaders? All of those are things that can hinder your deliverance. And you wonder why your life is on hold and you can't seem to get a breakthrough because of pride, which is a powerful thing that God resists on a daily basis. Okay, but he gave grace to the humble. That's why I am fine-tuning my life. And I don't want to open no door for the enemy. Give no place. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, any objection to my deliverance, any objection to my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I declare, overruled, overruled, overruled. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, because I understand spiritual authority, I know, hallelujah, by Elelebasha, by knowledge, that there are those who are connected to me who have objected to their own deliverance. Father, on the account of the blood and the shed blood of Calvary, I ask you today, Mele Kosha, Ele Mandala Kosa, overrule every objection. Overrule every objection. I overrule every objection. I command every objection to be overruled on the account of the blood, on the account of the shed blood of Calvary. Your word declares that without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sin. On the account of that covenant and on the account of what you did at Calvary, hey, in the name of Jesus, I silence the voice of the accuser. I silence the voice of the accuser. I shut down every accusation. I shut down, hey, and eliminate every accusation, every Allah, Ulubu, Saliman Dele Bekar, every accusation against my life, against my children, against my family, against my business, against my husband, against my wife, in the name of Jesus. May the voice of the accuser be silent. 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 I silence him. 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 And I overrule. I overrule. I overrule. I overrule every objection. I overrule every objection. I overrule every objection. In the name of Jesus. Kaba Shande Lebe. Limandelebe Koza. Hola la mandelebe koboshi. We are praying right now against every negative pronouncement spoken against your June. Every negative word spoken against your June. Every wrong prayer prayed against your June. We are declaring in the name of Jesus. We're declaring in the name of Jesus that every negative word against your June is dismantled in the name of Jesus. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every negative word spoken against my life concerning the month of June by divine authority on the account of the blood, I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares that death and life is in the power of my tongue. Koshe, be koshabanda lobo zaya. And in the name of Jesus, I speak death to every word curse. I speak death to every wrong prayer. I speak death to every evil arrow that's been sent at me. I command every arrow to boomerang. I cancel every attack. Ben Kabasa, lift your voice and pray. Come on, pray. Oma, yande de de be. Halamande lebe ko solo bokusha. Lebande lebe bibi biande lebe he. Yende lebe kabosha. I break every word curse. I break every curse against my month of June. When I declare that the month of June shall be a great month. I come against every attack, every demon that is waiting in the womb of June against my life. Every demonic midwife, I command you to die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic midwife, I command you to die by fire. Every demonic womb, every demonic incubator, every demonic NICU, KKKKBKSHA, waiting with a baby, giving nourishment to a baby against my June, that you plan to birth something against my June in the name of Jesus. I command every negative agenda to abort, and I command a miscarry by the power of God. I command a miscarry. I command a miscarry. It shall not prevail. It will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Every negative word, every negative word spoken against me in June, every verdict of the enemy against my life in the month of June, every agenda of Satan, of Lucifer, of the devil, hallelujah, of my adversary, in the name of Jesus, may his plan be dismissed. May his plan be dismissed. Hey, Kosha. Hey, Lila Bandelebe, Lebanka Labakazia, Zila Labonyoto Lobokuja. Hey, I cancel it. I cancel every negative word against my life. Yeah, lift your voice and pray wherever you are. My God, I don't care wherever you are. Open your mouth and cancel it. Cancel every wrong prayer. Cancel every wrong verdict. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Intercede and cancel it. Cancel it. Cancel it. Hey, Koshaba, Lama, Lebrondo Losuta, Lemande Lebe Kababa Bibiosha, Halamanda, Elabo Shakama, Lelande Leko Zuli Bientalia, Lila Lobondo, Robo Kukundi Limie, Lelende Lebebosha, Yaba, Yankaba Kuzaya. Lift your voice and pray. You got to stop playing with this thing. The devil is after your month, and you're too passive. Get aggressive in the spirit and cancel it off of your children. Cancel it off of your money. Cancel it off of your future. Cancel it off of your destiny and your legacy. And declare, hey, every negative word against my June fall to the ground and die. I render it powerless. I command it early by shot of no avail. Hey, Keshaba. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands wherever you at right now. Karabusa. Lila mandolo bo kudaba. Liba shakile. Le mandolo bo sotolele me. I say clap your hands. Kalabasa. Zile vondolo kuya. Bring kele le mandolo bo sha. Yendele. Le balabanda laba. Lankala da basia. Zile vulive. Vulevi eleve. Lenkala bandolo bo sha. Clap your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray. Kele. Lule la bansha. Jankali mi. It cannot prevail. It cannot prevail. I cannot stay in this place. I cannot be here forever. I cannot live beneath my privileges forever. Devil, you are a liar. Hey. Greatness is my portion. Prosperity is my portion. Miracles is my portion. Deliverance is my portion. Promotion is my portion. The favor of God is my portion. I will not go under. I will never be defeated. Say that. I will never be defeated. I will never be defeated. I will never be defeated. In the name of Jesus. Korabashande. One more prayer. Kalabasande. I'm excited. Elamando mandele bebe biyakosa, ola mande, andele be kalabando lobosia, dele be shekere de banda laboso, ola manda la bafalandi, milendele ke zalabokuta, kele mando loboshaya. We are declaring that no promise over your life that has been on hold, we are declaring that it will not be prolonged anymore, that no promise, no word spoken over your life for the good that has been held up, that will no longer be your testimony. We are declaring that we shall see a manifestation of every word. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command manifestation. Come on, say that. Say in the name of Jesus, I command manifestation of every good thing, of every good thing, of every good thing spoken over my life. I command manifestation. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Le ba shelo luman ck le palankalaya lenkadolo bosa ila mandere bekola labasha. I command the manifestation of every promise spoken over my life. I command a manifestation of my home. I command the manifestation of my vehicle. I command the manifestation of my children, my husband, my wife, my marriage, my family, my business, my promotion, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power and the authority that is in my word to manifest and decree things and establish it. I establish and declare a manifestation of every good word hanging over my life. I cancel delay. I break the back of delay. I dismantle delay and declare, hey, hey, by divine authority, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay. I command a manifestation of my plane. Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I intercede for your people all across this land, all over the country. Remember my faithfulness in prayer. Remember my dedication and my commitment to you as your son and the covenant that you made with me in heaven when I was a child. You told me whatever I speak, you, the Lord, will personally back it up. I call into account that covenant. I call into account that covenant. I call into account that covenant. And on the strength of the covenant you made with me as a child, an unconditional covenant, God, let people may know everywhere that you are God. And you hear me when I pray. I command a manifestation of a plane now. Hey, 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 hey. Halabosha, hey. Lekandalabayaya. Yakuza, lifalandarebe. Yambi akuna manda. Vindicate your servant. Vindicate your manservant. Fight on my behalf. Shut the mouth of the gainsayer. Rule on my behalf and show yourself mighty. Hey, 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 hey. Yaba, hey. Everybody on this call, based on a covenant God made with me, there shall be a manifestation. As you declare and stay faithful in intercession this month. KCC, we're not just praying this week. We're praying all month at the church. I'm getting you ready for a deposit that God is about to drop in us. Si lobo soto le me, bele le manda la la ba, kiando lobo hoya, branca lili bi ande le be eshna la la makaya. I'm getting us ready, because see, in order for you to receive in that spirit realm, you got to be in the spirit. You can't receive something spiritual in the flesh, because they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. We're not just in prayer passing time. We're in prayer building ourselves up. Ah,
Male mandoloboko robosikia. We got work to do. And you can't do it lazy. Amen. You got to inconvenience your flesh. Your flesh don't want to pray. Come on here. Your flesh is going to come up with every excuse not to intercede. All right? You're going to get sleepy till it's time to pray. The devil don't want you to pray. You got to inconvenience your flesh. Tell your flesh you don't run nothing. You're supposed to be in prayer, not texting. You're supposed to be in prayer. Hallelujah. I didn't say read your Bible. I said pray. I said an hour of prayer. Come on here. Intercession. Calling on God. Being a go-between against the enemy for your family. They need your prayers. You can't do it. When you're lazy, gotta get up, no matter how you feel, and let your flesh know you don't run nothing. Oh, my Sunday, hello, shy. I feel God. There shall be a manifestation. You got to get out your flesh. And some of you are crippled by the enemy because you live in your flesh. You live in your feelings. That's why you can't walk in nothing in God. Because you're too low. And I'm trying to get us in prayer to bring you up in the spirit so you won't be so offended. So everything don't bother you. I know I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. But I'm trying to help somebody get to a place in God. We got work to do. Ground the cover. And I command the manifestation of finance in your life this month. I declare money is coming your way today. Today. I release it. On the account of a covenant made with me in heaven when I was a kid. May there be a manifestation of the miraculous in your life. Doors open today, but you got to stay in prayer. This is the Ekobo Kosha. This is a conditional declaration. Keep a spirit of prayer. I'm going to keep us in prayer. Come on. Some of you, I told you to get to the church and pray for 1 hour. You're too lazy. You won't get your little nasty flesh up. Tell me something, you tired. We all tired. We all going through in our bodies. Want to rest. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to give a TV, sit in front of a TV for an hour and won't pray for an hour. Come on. Not going to stay on the phone and give no job, Ada. I don't care if I can do nothing but get to the church, lay on my face. Hallelujah. And I don't care if you feel like you're falling asleep. God honors the position, but get in prayer. Right now, while this anointing is flowing, I'm challenging everybody on this call to sow a seed of $20.28. Do not hesitate. Do not think about it, and don't miss it. You're going to see a manifestation. This is your first fruits. This is the first day of the month. Don't let God ask you for nothing on the first and you're not willing to do it. There are 100 of you. God said, he said, there are 100 people who are to give $120.28. There are 100 people who are to give $120.28. But the rest of you, you are sowing a seed right now of $20.28. That's dollar sign. PBCJR. I'm talking about as soon as you sow it, or name it, manifestation. Lebasha, you're going to see a manifestation of a turnaround hit your life like you ain't never seen before. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. Kobo, sobo, sibo, sha. Benke, bande, leke, la manda. Ele, mando, lobosa. Ila la banda la bakaya, yenke bekishna, libandi le kia la banda, unobo soto le manda. So you'll see the $20.28 now. It's $20.28 now. That's dollar sign, PBCJR. If you have to go to the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. Hallelujah. If you have to mail it in, I want everybody under the sound of my voice to sow $20.28 now. move while the anointing is flowing, you're going to see manifestation. There are 100 of you who are to give $120.28. $120.28. Move while the anointing is flowing. I'm telling you what I know. In the Holy Ghost, something is shifting. Kaba Shebe Lebrondoro Sukunini be Enfele de Clainta. Lankalili be Kizolo Bohoya. Mandele, do not miss prayer. $PBCJR. Did you hear that? $PBCJR. Sow that seed in faith. Again, there are 100 of you who are to give $100.28. $120.28. There are 100 of you who are to give $120.28. While the anointing is flowing, while the power is moving, jump in on this and do not miss your hour of visitation. Don't get in the habit of giving God the bare minimum. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. When you are quick in giving, you shall be quick in receiving. When you sow quick, you receive quick. Come on here. Ele landelebe, zilele manduro bokoja, jankebe kebosha, ilala banda la basaya, valandelebe kiandolo mosoto lelene. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command a manifestation in the lives of your people. Oh, Kabo, Munkani, Inkaninia. I command a manifestation in the lives of your people not many days hence as they commit to prayer and intercession. Y'all, we stand and pray. You don't got time. You ain't getting no rest. You ain't getting no rest because the devil ain't resting. All right? You're going to have to stay in prayer and keep your heart in a posture of prayer. And you're going to see a manifestation of the power of God. Everybody sowing $20.28. Sow it for your son. Sow it for your daughter. Sow it for your mama, your husband, your wife. All right? Sow your seed. And the Holy Ghost said, Helebe Kesha, there are 100 of you who are giving $120.28. That's right, $120.28. You're jumping in on this anointing. Hey, Malabasha, and declare a manifestation. Decree a manifestation. Ekele mandulobosi kialamanda ilololobobosi kiribasha. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. KCC, you know what we're doing? We're getting in an hour of prayer every day. At the sanctuary, we're beating our flesh down, and we're praying for 1 hour every day. Amen. How am I inconveniencing my flesh? I don't feel like driving to the church. Some of you drive 5 minutes, some of you drive 20, some 30, some. But I'm inconveniencing my flesh, because if I'll drive an hour to a job, and I'll drive 2 hours to a job, why won't I drive an hour to church to pray? Because where your treasure is, you little spirit, there will your heart be also. Come on here. If you are driving, wake up early to get to your job. That's an hour away. But then when it comes to prayer, you don't want to be inconvenienced and talking about, I just pray at home. Well, you don't just work at home. You can do what that boss say and inconvenience your flesh. So why can't you do that in prayer? Because you don't see prayer as important. See, your job is important because your job is your source. So that's why you inconvenience yourself. But you don't feel that same way about prayer. I know I'm talking good. We understand the power of prayer. And that's why we're going. Ula la mandelebe kabosha. Ula mandolo bohosia. Ula ba shakola. Le mandelebe felandele ke zolo bokita. Ikala la mandolo hosai. You can't stop a praying man. You can't stop a praying woman. You can't stop it. No, I will never be defeated. Declare that over your life. You will never be defeated. You are blessed. You are favored. Halabashakula mandilibi. Ilabandala kozia. Zialaboho kontala mandilibi andilibi kabosha. Halabasha. You will never be defeated. You will never be defeated. You will never be defeated because this is your year of the turn. This is your month of the turn. You're going to experience turnaround this month. God is turning that situation. I'm talking about the person who told you no, going to have to come back and say yes. Are you hearing me? Tell what I think, tell what I know. We decree it and it shall be so. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And this is your season of manifestation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God's about to do in your life. I'm excited about every door of the enemy that's being shut. And I'm excited that you're going to inconvenience your flesh and push yourself in prayer, because you know that he that has begun a good work in you is going to perform it. You are sowing that seed of $120.28. My God, or $20.28. You are sowing it for your children, for your family. Come on, we're pushing ourselves. My God, we're getting ready for what God's about to do. Lebe solo mondoro bokula la 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 mandala kia. Hey! You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. $PBCJR. Website, briancarn.com, if you need to show it there. Or go to, P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You are blessed. I love you so much. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about your future. We had a wonderful first day of prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. An hour of prayer every day. That's what we're doing at KCC. And I want to encourage all of you on this phone. You may not be a part of KCC, but keep a spirit of prayer and watch what God's about to manifest in your life. More grace to you. Hey, hallelujah. I'm excited about this weekend. I'll be in Houston, Jacksonville, and Charlotte. I love you so much. More grace. Koba Shande. Hila Mandalebe.